Congress ended 2014 with a little noted change in trucker rules. Let's back up. Last summer, the crash that injured comedian Tracy Morgan and killed his friend James McNair brought attention once again to trucking safety. A Walmart truck hit the limo bus carrying the two and caused a six-car crash on the New Jersey Turnpike. The 35-year-old truck driver was charged after the National Transportation Safety Board found he was driving 65 in a 45-mile-per-hour zone and had been awake for 24 hours, which is against regulations. Drivers are supposed to take sleep breaks. But it was completely legal that the truck driver had been working for almost 14 hours and driving for 11. That's been the legal limit since 2004. People were shocked to hear that. But then, at the end of its last session, Congress relaxed requirements, reinstituting an old rule, the hours of service restart provision. Despite opposition from the head of the Department of Transportation, the Teamsters Union, the Federal Motor Carriers Safety Administration, or FMCSA, and critics who say the new old rule makes it too easy for truckers to rig the system. Now, truckers are not supposed to drive more than 60 hours over 7 consecutive days or 70 hours over 8 consecutive days. It's called the 60-70 rule. Can they get around that with this reinstated rule? Lyndon Finney is the editor of Trucker.com. He joins us from KUAR in Little Rock, Arkansas. So, Lyndon, explain. Drivers have to stop after 60 hours in a 7-day week. But if they wait 34 hours, they can start the day count again? Explain.
They wait 34 hours, and then a new 7 or 8 day period can begin. And under the rule that went in 2004, they could do that as many times during the week as they chose. Say, for instance, the driver left on a Sunday and, let's say, on Tuesday got to a destination and was delayed for whatever reason in delivering and picking up the load. Well, on Tuesday, that person could take a 34-hour restart, not lose any production time, and at the end of the 34 hours, they could pick up again. And when they picked up, they had a new 7 or 8 day period.
But we understand some safe roads groups didn't like this rule. They thought it contributed to drivers being tired because, in effect, you never got to that 60-70 rule. You know, if you kept stopping and starting again, you might end up driving more.
It was possible and is possible today, since this rule is back in, that a person could work for 82 hours over a 7-day period, depending on how they use the restart. You're
right.
Absolutely correct.
Right. So you could use that restart and find yourself driving more than the 60 hours per 7 consecutive days.
Now, the reality of all this is, in 2011, when the FMCSA, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, was looking at the rule, they ran some data. And the average weekly work time for 66% of the driver workforce was 45 hours. 19%, it was 60. 10%, it was 70. And only at 5% were in the extreme area where they worked 80 hours. Now, it wasn't driving, but that was actually on duty 80 hours. So what they did was they took that data and said, okay, if we allow a driver to have a restart only every 168 hours, which is 7 days, then we're going to eliminate some of this where they start all over again 2 or 3 times during a week and thus could accumulate that much time.
Weren't rules also instituted after 2013 that required drivers to take a rest, like I think from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m., and you had to have 2 of those rests?
You're correct. The rule that went into effect in 2013 and the rule which was recently suspended said that you could only take the restart every 168 hours, and any restart period had to include 2 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. time periods, which was put in there to try to get drivers to sleep when the body typically says you need to sleep, and that's at night. Under the old rule, and the one that's in effect now, you didn't have to take those 2 periods. You could start the restart at any hour of the day and go 34 hours.
Right. And so those 2 blocks of naps, if you will, have been removed in this act of Congress. We should say that Congress also required that there be reports on just – how drivers are functioning. But for people saying, well, wait a second, I didn't know somebody was driving 11 hours, or why can't drivers just get up at 9 and drive to 5 and then get into a motel and sleep overnight like everybody else? Why these long blocks of driving time?
Well, truthfully, a lot of it has to do with the shipping community needing goods and services delivered at specific times. And the rates of pay these days are set to where you can't make a good living unless you're able to drive 8, 9, 11 hours a day. Truthfully, only 2% of the driver workforce typically drive 11 hours, and only 4% drive 10, and only 6% drive 9.
Well, it may only be a minority, but it takes just one driver of a rig rigging the system and driving tired to wreak havoc on the roads. And even without rigging the system, it seems like there's a lot of driving. Don't you think that driver fatigue is a conversation among truckers? We just did a documentary on sleeplessness. A huge portion of it was truckers talking about how tired they are because it's unnatural to try to stay awake and alert as long as they and, you know, medical workers, other people as well, have to do.
You know, I think if you open the phone lines and ask about this issue, you would get phone calls from truckers who do feel fatigued. Now, yes, it's a very strenuous job. It's also a physical job. And sadly, the drivers today are not as healthy as they were maybe 20 years ago. And again, you have the aging driver population where the majority of the drivers are 50 and over. Sure, this comes to a crescendo where there is fatigue, admittedly. I don't think it's as bad as the FMCSA said it was, but it is an issue that has to be dealt with.
Well, and now we have new rules, which are actually old rules, but they're temporary. They expire in September. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is, as we said, required to study all of this. You don't speak for truckers, but you certainly hear from them. What would they like to see? What would make it safer and healthier for truckers?
Personal responsibility, to be honest with you. Not driving when you know you're tired. Not getting out on the highway when there's ice and snow. They do want the ability to be able to take those restarts when it is beneficial to them in terms of delivering the freight on time and them not being penalized because they have to sit at a truck stop for 2 days and do nothing and earn no money. And they're there because of the fault of the shipper and the receiver most of the time. That's what they want.
So in other words, and just to be clear, if they're able to stop for that and not be penalized and start their week over again, this is the 34-hour restart rule, that's what they really want. But again, the criticism of that is that there are cheaters. There are people who would then be driving over the amount of hours that they're supposed to drive because they can rig the system.
You're correct. It could be rigged, but that the vast majority only drive 9 hours a day or less would indicate that there is good responsibility out there and that they do stop when they get tired. And yes, there are going to be some people game the system, but there's not a business in the United States that some people don't try to game the system for personal gain.
Lyndon Finney, editor of Trucker.com on these very complicated trucking rules. Lyndon, thank you.
You're welcome.